Persand goes to the lead. 350 metres to go. Right You Are driving up on the inside, runs on from Hypercane, Coolth and Independent Road, and they've gapped the others from Knock Knock. It's Persand about three lengths. Right You Are giving strong chase from Coolth Independent Road. Persand 150 metres to go. Led a length and a quarter. Right You Are slowly but surely. Persand three quarters, a half. Right You Are. Persand brave. Persand beat Right You Are. Three lengths Coolth from Independent Road. Hypercane.
Part of a double yesterday for Jai McNeil at Flemington, sitting fourth on the Metropolitan Jockeys Premiership here in Melbourne and leading the statewide premiership. It's been a terrific season for Jai McNeil so far, and he joins us this morning. Congratulations, Jai.
Thank you, Warren. Thanks for having me on.
Good day at the office yesterday with the double. Just listen to the victory of Persan, who's really racing well. What sort of a feel did he give you during the run?
Yeah, he's really put the writing on the wall his last two performances at headquarters, and I thought his performance yesterday was even better than his start before, because I just had to do that little bit of extra work in the early stages, and I could feel Right You Are making ground on him slightly towards the end, and he really saw it out well.
How did the track play to you? What was your preferred ground? I know races over a bit more distance could be different, but how did you see the track playing yesterday?
Well, in the early stages, I saw the track playing very even, and I noticed at one stage, one of the races that I actually wasn't in, they seemed to track away from the fence, and then a couple of runners that were further back in the field kept it going, and Haunted took the slipstream up the fence and were able to go on and be competitive. So I thought the track yesterday played quite even, and I think it was the first time that the rail's been out so far, but it didn't seem to affect the racing, I didn't think.
Great Duchess was your other winner. She had the barrier where you could ride almost a copybook race on her. How did she feel with that second up victory yesterday?
Yeah, the team did a fantastic job. Greg, Jim and all the staff to really space her run from such a tough performance first up into a 1400 metre race like that, keeping her a bit fresher, and I think that's the way she seems to race best. But we were able to sort of travel nice and easy just behind the leaders, and then obviously the horse that Michael Poy was on was directly to my outside, and I'd just seen him start to struggle at one stage there, and it just gave me the opportunity to edge away from the fence, and she quickened up very nicely and really stuck it out, really gave me in over the final stages.
On Alcyone in the Godolphin blue colours, but might have been beaten by a smart horse in Cherry Tortoni, and he looked to be going okay through the line. What sort of a feel did he give you?
Yeah, he's just a really... he's got a really good staying potential, I think, Warren. Because of the wide barrier, we just wanted to go back and educate him and make sure he was doing everything the right way, which he did. It probably wasn't the most prettiest watch, but his work through the line was fantastic, and he's starting to really hit his straps, you know, even after the line, as you touched on. So as an overall assessment of a slow tempo and the position we were in during the race, I thought it was actually a really nice run for him moving forward.
Leading the Victorian Premiership overall and sitting fourth on the Melbourne Metro Premiership, how are you assessing your season to date?
Yeah, not by much, Warren. Stacky's having a fantastic season also. For me, it's all about managing my workload, and obviously it'd be fantastic to win the statewide premiership, but I'm also keeping in mind that you've got to be in the right mindset, and you know, you don't want to be tired coming into the later stages of autumn and the early stages of spring, so we'll definitely be pushing and trying to give it our best crack, but doing it as smartly as possible. And you know, in terms of Metro, it's been my best season by far with winners and performance-wise. So hopefully we can just round out the rest of the season the way it's been ticking along so far.
big day at Bendigo for you today. Is there one or two there that might help you hold off Stacky as we get close to the end of the season?
I'm hoping so, Warren, yes. Obviously, I seem to have quite nice rides on paper, but I'm just hopeful that they can handle that bit of give out of the ground. I'm sure it's still a soft seven from memory down at Bendigo. And Gaelic Fury was a great run last time. Captain Harry's been around the mark. Also, I ride Monmouth in the Stayers race over 2400, and he was super tough at Dale the other day. So I've got a handful of fast enough rides, and hopefully we can get a result or two on.
Your time, as you said, is important, and that might even be more so in the weeks and months ahead. Your beautiful partner, Jess Payne, about to give birth. How's the imminent fatherhood approaching, treating you?
Yeah, it's getting exciting now. She's entering week 33, I think, now, and they class them as full term at 37 weeks, so we're not far off getting to the pointy end, that's for sure, but she handled it fantastic, and a real credit to her. And I'm sure once we get a little bit further down the track, I'm going to have to sort of manage my time. And she's going to, once she gives birth, I'm going to have to take a little bit of time off. So I'm hopeful that he doesn't come too early.
Exciting times ahead on a number of fronts, Jai, and congratulations on a double at Flemington yesterday.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.